T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't know why this made me laugh when I saw this story, but there's a headline that says scientists claim, or a scientist claims that aliens may have bugged space rocks to spy on Earth. So follow that, just based off that headline. There's a scientist who claims that aliens have put listening devices, bugs, into space rocks. It says, picture this. It starts off, 100 million years ago, an advanced civilization detects strange signatures of life on a blue-green planet not so far away from their home in the Milky Way. They try sending signals, but whatever is marching around on that unknown world isn't responding. So the curious galactic explorers try something different. They send a robotic probe to a small, quiet space rock orbiting near the life-rich planet just to keep an eye on things. Now, they go on to say that this could have happened at any point in our 4.5 billion year history on Earth. At least that's what this person is theorizing. His name? James Benford. He's a physicist and independent at SETI, which stands for Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. He explains that his theory is that alien life forms have bugged our planet by putting listening devices on these things called co-orbitals. What are co-orbitals? There's so much science mixed into this. But it seems so far-fetched. Co-orbitals are space objects that orbit the sun at the same distance that the Earth does. So they're just basically going around the sun, hanging out basically by us. So it's like being followed. The Earth is being followed by these co-orbitals. And this guy, again, from SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, he came up with this theory. He believes the aliens found these or put them there, these co-orbitals, to bug us. Not to bother us, like, to listen, to see what we're up to. If he's right, they say the co-orbitals could be a way to detect alien activity that occurred before humans even evolved, much less turn their attention toward the stars. Now, there are some researchers who say, you know, I like this idea. I like this guy's theory. So if you're someone who believes in extraterrestrial life or wants to believe, here's what expert Paul Davies had to say. He's a physicist and astrobiologist at Arizona State University. He said, how likely is that an alien probe would be on one of these co-orbitals? Obviously, that's extremely unlikely. So even he debunks it. But then he says, it's like with this glimmer of hope. So this is how the statement sounds. It sounds like he's shooting it down, doesn't it? How likely is it that an alien probe would be on one of those co-orbitals? Obviously, extremely unlikely. But if it costs very little to go take a look, why not? Even if we don't find ET, we might find something of interest. This whole thing continues to just go on and on. Little is known, one expert says, about these co-orbitals. Again, these are like space rocks that fly around with the Earth. They just kind of like, not like the moon. Well, the moon's, yeah. So they just fly around with us like little shadows. It says, little is known. Oh, who wrote this? Oh, okay. There's so much detail in this. I find it fascinating. It says, little is known about these co-orbitals themselves. The first was discovered in 1997, and most of the other 15 or so that they found near Earth were found after 2010. They hover around the Earth in weird configurations, some of which look like horseshoes or tadpoles, and they make their journeys around the sun. The closest one has a cute nickname, Earth's closest companion. It's about 38 times as far away from Earth as the moon and appears to be locked in a stable configuration, they say, with Earth, and they say that orbit will last for centuries. If co-orbitals stick by Earth for long periods of time, if co-orbitals stick by Earth for a long period of time, the man says, this expert says, they'd be a perfect spot for alien surveillance devices. I don't want to believe this stuff. I don't want to believe it, and I don't. But what's amazing in this is, for people who are believers of UFOs, I've always had this opinion of them to say, well, I guess we can't really prove you wrong. And I always thought it was like geeky science. But I'm starting to realize so many people who are experts are really, like, they dig deep on this stuff. This isn't just like fly by night, like, I'm into Dungeons and Dragons. Like, they're all in on reading. I mean, they go on to say the moon might be a better candidate for alien spyware than these tiny co-orbital space rocks. But then they say the problem is the moon goes dark for 2 weeks at a time and wouldn't have an ability to store energy. This just, everything scientifically almost is plausible. My thing is this, and I'm sure we would, most of us would agree. Let's just say this is accurate. These little space rocks are flying around Earth on these co-orbitals there. And let's just say billions and billions of years ago, aliens put little listing devices there. Don't worry about, well, how would the batteries still survive? Well, they'd be charged by the sun to follow the bouncing co-orbital. After so many years of nothing and nothing, then all of a sudden, just one day, they hear, we got something! And it's like, right? Dinosaurs. And they're like fascinated. Are they going to say anything else? We don't know. Fast forward again. People show up. And like Shakespeare, and they're like, whoa, this man is saying these incredible words. And wow, there's so much. By the way, I'm not trying to knock down any of your religious beliefs. If you think things went differently, that's fine. I'm just using this for a hypothetical. But these aliens have been listening for billions of years, Project Bug the Earth, or whatever they call us. So they have all these scholars and philosophers. And they're just like, wow, I'm so glad we sent all these transmitters so we could monitor this planet. These people are sophisticated. We could gain things from them. Let's put together a team and let's go visit them and share our knowledge. And like 3/4 of the way there, they get interrupted like, we have a problem. They're like, what? Like, yeah, you might want to turn around. But we're almost there. We need to meet these scholars. And they go, yeah, about that. There's something called a honey boo-boo. And like, what's a honey boo-boo? Just trust us. We'll find somewhere else to monitor. And they just turn the ship around and go home. The end of the story. How sad is that? I don't know if this is something that excites me or if this is something that disgusts me. Oh, no, and the story's been removed. Hang on, I saw this being passed around here. Did you guys hear about this? It was a Yingling and Hershey. It was announced we're going to be teaming up for a chocolate porter. John Lucas, you're on in the morning now with Webster and Nancy. You're here for the Friday Beer Bus. A porter is the, I'm asking you, I don't know if you know this. Is the, a porter's where like a thicker, richer beer, correct? You don't know. Okay.
I assume.
I mean, I can Google it real quick. So Nancy just said a few minutes ago, you can Google it. You can help me if you're a beer guru. You can just text in if you want, or you can call 570-883-0098. You can help me decide if I'm excited for this or not. Because if it's a porter, the types of beer I really like when it comes to Yingling, I totally, totally prefer Yingling Black and Tan over regular Yingling, I think. It depends what I'm eating. But for the most part, if I'm going to drink a beer, I've always loved Yingling Black and Tan. That's like, you know, Guinness might be, I can handle a Guinness, but it's a little too much. Yingling and Hershey, if they're going to team up for a chocolate flavored Hershey Yingling porter, and I like a Black and Tan, well, is this the type of beer I should be excited about that I'll love? Or is it like, no, sorry, that's not even close to what you're thinking about. I'm guessing only a beer expert can help me with that. If you have the ability to help me, I just want to know if I should be excited about it. I'm so annoyed that we can't get this. This is frustrating. I want to hear what they're saying. Here's what some of your texts are saying. In regards to this press conference that we're not carrying, Jason, I don't see how anyone can think Adam Schiff even has a modicum of credibility or honesty. Well, his mother, Mrs. Schiff, she is like, you're a jerk. These guys are showmen. Like, it's interesting because news, the cable news networks, what do they always brag about? When's the last time you heard them say, like, take pride in a story they broke? They might do it in passing. What do they do instead? They brag about their ratings. Every week, Fox News runs a story about how they're the number one station that's out there. They're the highest ratings. Because news isn't news. News is now entertainment. News is entertainment. Credibility is not what it used to be. It goes across the board. I didn't see it yesterday, but I heard someone talking about this. Apparently, WWE, the wrestling company, okay? They just signed a deal earlier in the year to broadcast their shows on the Fox network, like the over-the-air signal network. And they've been doing a lot of cross-promotion. According to this guy, one of the Fox websites actually ran this as a story. I'm sorry, ran as a story that former UFC champion and pro wrestler Brock Lesnar beat up other wrestler Rey Mysterio and his son, and they treated it like it was a news story. I have not seen it. It was obviously done for cross-promotion. On Fox News, that'd be absurd. On Fox Sports, it's absolutely absurd. Far more absurd on Fox News. But anyway, the reason I bring this up, it's all for profit. They want to make money. I don't blame them. That's what they do. But it's not about breaking stories. It's not about credibility anymore. It's about putting on a show. And when you have an audience that loves you in any form of entertainment, they stick by you. Not a big deal. Jason, Fox is every bit as credible as CNN or MSNBC or Headline News, probably more credible. I didn't necessarily say they weren't, but they all have their own form. We've had this discussion multiple times. They have their own form of news delivery and how they want stories to get out there. In regards to the story, because it sounds exciting. The Yuengling Porter mixed, it's a Yuengling Hershey combo beer, special craft brew. Jason, about porters. Says, a porter is a darker beer believed to be named from porters that would unload ships. But that doesn't help me, though. Will I like that more? Chocolate porters are great. Proper Brewing Company in Quakertown has one. Has had one on tap for years. So I think people are saying I would like that beer. And if you're wondering how can you get that Hershey's chocolate porter, Yuengling Hershey's chocolate porter, it's available. It's going to be available on draft only in select markets while supplies last. Starting in mid-October. If I had to guess, on Friday morning, they do the Friday Beer Buzz on the morning news with Webster Nancy. I'm guessing, I think it's a safe bet to say they probably will be discussing if they haven't already. Okay, I think we're gonna go and we're gonna try to eavesdrop in and just see what the end of this press conference. Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi. Let's go live and we'll just listen in to see what they have going on.
Understand the full depth of the president's misconduct.
Who will honor the Constitution of the United States. Thank you all very much.
All right, so we got the tail end of it. Let's see, the texts that have come in here. I've never seen anything like this, Jason. Trump cannot be beaten by the current crop of Democrats. This is the only way they can remove this most effective president from office. Jason, can you say double standard? Jason, can you say double standard? No. Hang on, let me try one more time. Jason, can you say double standard? Apparently I can't. Please put Jason back on. This is unlistenable. Hey, thanks. Jason, I cannot even repeat the things that I just said about this hearing. Jason, I cannot even repeat the things that I said about this hearing and everything that Pelosi is doing. I understand this is it sticks in a lot of people's craw. You don't like it at all. Jason, I noticed something. Oh, okay, so someone's calling me out. There's truth to this. Let's see. Jason, I noticed something, and this is so true. If I send you a text and it doesn't begin with Jason, you don't read it on the air, which proves what I suspected. You just love to keep saying your name on the radio. Get over yourself. So now you know. Text and say Jason up front, and I'll read it. Because apparently you've nailed me. What's weird is my real birth name is Claude.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.